yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, pump the speakers loud. It's about to go down right now on the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life on the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's right, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls, man. I know a lot of you guys have set your alarms and put it on lock, man, to make sure that you are not late to tune in to your favorite radio show of all time. I know that's right. But first things first, I gotta holla at my sis. What's going on, Mia?
Holla at me, Misa. What's going on, y'all? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here. On You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and let's go ahead and get things popping, all right? Now, you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. Listen, we can't help it. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to blow up, and trust me, y'all, I mean, go all the way in on our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to at UK Known Fashion 8 on Instagram.
Hashtag too many hashtags, where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags, man. Just give us about 8 minutes and we're gonna catch you up on all things that happened throughout the week, man. It's absolutely insane. And Mia just mentioned that we used to always go in. You know we're going to do the same thing right here during hashtag too many hashtags. Don't go anywhere.
And guys, don't forget your dose of encouragement with a 1 minute inspiration is not too far away. And listen, you do not want to miss this encouragement that's going to come your way, because this is our last week of March Motivation.
Most definitely. And you know how we always do March Motivation. We always want to give some encouragement through, you know, fitness, whether it be finances, whether it just be everyday life in general, even love and relationships. We want to make sure that we are that source of energy and positivity through our radio show.
And listen, for this week, the encouragement and motivation is going to come through all love and relationships, because that's what this show is all going to be about this week. Now, listen, you guys already know that your girls are going to keep it locked for the ladies, bring a ladies' perspective on the conversation, but you know what? We're going to bring in our males' perspective. Kimo Jones to hold things down for the fellas in the conversation. Trust me, you do not want to miss it.
And you also don't want to miss on today's conversation, man. Like Mia said, it's all centered around love and relationships. So, of course, all of my couples, this is for you, even for my single people
even
out there.
Even for single folk, too.
I'm not going to leave y'all out, Mia. Don't get so mad at me, I promise.
I'm not mad. Just making sure we represent.
You already know it. Listen, it's all centered around this right here. Would you ever tell a friend that their significant other is not good for them?
Ooh.
Listen, Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to at us in the tweet or comment so we can just see what you're talking about. That's at Live Radio. But Mia, a huge congratulations goes out to our man, Gavi.
Man, huge shout out to him. He just had his second baby, his baby boy,
baby
man.
Boy. Finally got his baby boy.
Finally got his baby boy. So you know what? This one's for you, G. Here's Moments by Gavi. Then we got some Novell Heist after that. Listen, keep it locked right here. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
I see all my favorite photos when I'm low. Where did all these moments go? Where they go? I see my whole life just pass by. When did I die? I'll do anything to have it right back. I see all my favorite photos when I'm low. Where did all these moments go? Where they go? I see my whole life just pass by. When did I die? I'll do anything to have it right back. I see all these moments pass. Yeah. I see all these moments pass. Waving by. I see all these moments pass. Yeah. I see all these moments pass. Waving by. Oh my, waving by. I've been feeling so blessed. Oh mama. 100,000 on the wrist. Oh mama. What's the amount you paid up? Whole lot of. Tell the truth. Look at you. You went snooze.
it's a vibe, that's on you. Going home, ride or die, don't be. Live today, we too young, that's the truth. Oh yeah, oh yeah. All this lately drives me crazy. I've been fading, this ain't daisies. This ain't daisies, nah. All this lately drives me crazy. I've been fading, this ain't daisies, nah. I see all my favorite photos when I'm low. Where did all these moments go? Where they go? I see my whole life just pass by. When did I die? I'll do anything to have it. Have it right back. I see all my favorite photos when I'm low. Where did all these moments go? Where they go? I see my whole life just pass by. When did I die? I'll do anything to have it. Have it right back. I see all these moments pass. Yeah. I see all these moments pass. Waving by. I see all these moments pass. Yeah. I see all these moments pass. Waving by. Oh my, waving by. I've been feeling so blessed. Oh my. 100,000 on the wrist. Oh my. What's the amount you paid up? Whole lot. Tell the truth. Look at you. You went snooze. You just stuck all on your phone. That's what make you go alone. You just wanna be home. Live today, we too young. That's the truth, truth. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm about to die to myself. That's the new meaning of wealth. This is the fight and the bout. Jesus, you save me from hell. Jesus, you save me from hell. I'm about to die to myself. That's the new meaning of wealth. That's the new meaning of wealth. All this lately drives me crazy. I've been fading, this ain't daisies. This ain't daisies, nah. All this lately drives me crazy. I've been fading, this ain't daisies, nah. I see all my favorite photos when I'm low. Where did all these moments go? Where they go? I see my whole life just pass by. When did I die? I'll do anything to have it. Have it right back. I see all my favorite photos when I'm low. Where did all these moments go? Where they go? I see my whole life just pass by. When did I die? I'll do anything to have it right back. I see all these moments pass. Yeah. I see all these moments pass. Waving by. I see all these moments pass. Yeah. I see all these moments pass. Waving by. Oh my, waving by.
What up, K-Cho in the building?
Hey, y'all, it's Michelle Williams.
This is Daryl.
It's Ryan.
It's Paco.
It's Aja.
And we're the Lobster.
It's your boy, Uncle Reese, and you're listening to My Girls.
My Girls, Misa and Mia.
Misa and Mia.
Misa and Mia
on Eminem Live Radio.
Eminem Live Radio.
Turn up!
And I love Eminem, so y'all keep it locked.
I know what they want, I got what they need. And never judge a book by its cover. Looks can be deceiving. Yeah, you won't know my best if you ain't seen my works. How ironic, I done quit my job and then I got the work. I've been waiting all my life, now I almost got it. Trying to see the bigger picture, why they trying to Photoshop it? Hey, I just had to fix it up like this is all about it. Look at God, I got drive. Season. I'm cooking up, they try and get the ingredients, cause everything is lit. I know what they mean. They ask me how I do it, I believed it. Now everything is lit. I know it's my season. I'm cooking up, they try and get the ingredients, cause everything is lit.
Holla if you heard, I've been on the verge, hopping then I swerve. Started with a dollar and some courage. I put in the time, it's been long enough. Look at how they changed, now them cold shoulders warm enough. All it took was prayer, that got me prepared. They say life ain't fair, no time to to be scared. That ain't get me here. Yeah, I spent so many nights being up, thinking. Embrace my downfall, that's how I got my upbringing. From the start, this is from the heart. Made it from the dark, going off. Take them left field, knock it out the park. So tell me why they envy, when all I can do is be me. And now I'm free, I know what they need, yeah. They ask me how I do it, I believe it. Now everything is lit, I know this my season. I'm cooking up, they try and get the ingredients. Cause everything is lit, I know what they need, yeah. They ask me how I do it, I believed it. Now everything is lit, I know it's my season. I'm cooking up, they try and get the ingredients. Cause everything is lit.
Listen, man, everything is lit, especially for your boy Neville Heist right now. He just announced that he's about to have a baby boy.
That's what I'm
it's
talking about.
It's baby season.
You know what I think? I think Neville and Gavi's baby should grow up together so that Gavi's baby can put down the hottest beat.
I think they should do like a collab and then do a music videos with their babies in it.
Then Neville's baby come out dropping the hottest 16. Like, I think it's
and
epic.
And then you got Gavi's baby behind, like, you know, the key. Or whatever, you know, behind the DJ booth. Listen, God, Neville, hit your girls up. We got a theme for y'all.
Everything is lit.
Everything is lit, man. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, guys, I'm going to let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags. Well, we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag Uber is smashing, literally. Uber has been the modern day way of getting from point A to point B if you need a lift. And if you need a ride, just call an Uber driver that may be in your area to swing by and pick you up in minutes. They are always looking for ways to improve Uber all around, as we all know. Just recently, the company decided to release the first ever created self-driving Uber car, but soon turned out to being the worst idea after it struck and killed a woman crossing the street in Tempe, Arizona. The type of car it was a Volvo XC90 SUV, and apparently there was a human safety driver behind the wheel to monitor the technology and retake control in the case of an emergency or even an imminent crash. Uber has since pulled the self-driving cars from its many locations all over the country. Now, my only thing is, I feel like a lot is happening at this point. Like, you know, there's Uber that's in competition with Lyft. And I know, and I can respect the fact that Uber as a company is trying to always improve the company. Like, there was regular Uber for picking up people. Then there was Uber X,
yeah.
Uber X. Like, there were just so many different things. But I feel like if you haven't tried it out and you're not 110% ready to release something, don't try to keep up with the next thing going.
Now, I totally understand where everyone's like so reliant on technology and like technology is the next best thing. It can do anything. It knows everything. No, I'm sorry. Like, I honestly trust my phone, you know, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like with the responsibility of taking me to and from somewhere safely, yeah, and I'm putting my trust in a vehicle, in solely a vehicle, not someone operating it, they should have known that was going to be like a total bad idea.
My only thing was that when I found out that Uber had a human operating, like a well-oriented person behind the wheel, you know, just in case if anything happens, there's going to be a human behind the wheel to make sure that they can, you know, at least, you know, compensate for the car going in the left rear. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was somebody there that was able to help drive the car in any situation that there was a mistake or any type of accident. But there still was an accident.
Still, okay, I feel like if you're going to have someone behind the wheel, whether they're just going to sit there and, like, act like they're driving or just stand there and, like, watch. Like, if you're going to be in the car behind the wheel, you might as well drive.
That's my only thing. Technology at this point, I feel like you should just wait. Just wait, and if it's not broke, don't try to fix it.
Yeah, like, don't try to reinvent the wheel.
Literally.
The steering wheel. Knee slapper.
Sorry. I had to.
You're doing too much. And hashtag Uber is doing too much.
Hashtag just come and find me.
Hashtag then right afterwards.
Hashtag just drive me.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag Park It Marvel. As detailed on the Disney Parks website, Disney California's resort, Disneyland Paris, and Hong Kong Disneyland will now be getting new attractions featuring beloved Marvel superheroes such as Iron Man, Ant-Man, Spider-Man, and so much more. At the Disneyland resorts, they'll be having Spider-Man, Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, and so much more. Now, Misa, how do you feel about these new Disney rides going to come to Disneyland, California, mm-hmm. Hong Kong, and Disney Paris?
Okay.
It's Ant-Man, Spider-Man, the Avengers, and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Where's Black Panther?
That is a very good question.
That's my question. Where is... See, my engineer's clapping his hands. We all want Black Panther.
And speaking of Black Panther, it is now officially the highest grossing superhero movie ever right
now.
I know.
But I guess my only thing is, it's like, because it is a Disney movie, and I mean, to be honest, it was a surprise to me to even find that it was a Disney movie, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if
Disney backed it.
Right, exactly. If we're going to have all of these amazing superheroes, why not include the latest one, or why not include all of the superheroes?
Okay, catch this, y'all. How dope would it be if there was a ride at Disney World where it took you to Wakanda and experienced that like a 3-4D world, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, that would be kind of really dope to be able to like experience that, like, then you feel,
yes,
Black Panther going across you and you see like flames going, like, that would be super dope. They would make, like, people would, yeah, go, the line wrapped around that ride would be like endless.
It would be absolutely insane. And then you have to call the ride Wakanda Forever.
You have to, but I feel like, honestly, Disney is like taking a major L by not seizing the opportunity and like the I don't want to say clout, but I guess like the hype that's coming behind Black Panther right now, not seizing the opportunity to create a ride based off of that.
I can see where you're coming from. I feel like it would be smart for them to capitalize off the fact that, you know, the movie is doing so well,
still
doing so well. Why not implement that superhero along with all the other great superheroes? Because I mean, there's a lot of people that I didn't even know we're into comic books like that.
Yeah.
They're into something like that. And I feel like by there being so many people that were into superheroes and Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy, you might as well implement all of them so that you can get the full comic book superhero experience.
I feel like, I have a feeling that maybe it's coming. It's coming, and they're just trying to, like, you know, figure everything out, you know, right now. Maybe it's all like in like blueprint right now, but maybe it's coming. No, we're gonna give Disney the benefit of the doubt, and as soon as we find out, we're gonna let you guys know. Hashtag Disney and Marvel.
Hashtag pulling out the stops.
Hashtag lands and rides.
Hashtag I'll be there.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And if you're just now tuning in, you're rocking with your girls Misa and Mia from, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right, all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag March for Our Lives. Last weekend has definitely been marked in our books as we as a nation witnessed a stride to see change happen in our government as students and people gather to demand stricter gun laws and protest against gun violence. Signs colored the streets of cities all around the nation stating that enough was enough. And I know that if Atlanta had around 30,000 people total that march, then Washington, D.C. was floored with people. And to top it all off, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s 9-year-old granddaughter gave a speech saying that she had a dream that enough was enough. It was absolutely amazing, and it all was so moving. Were you able to see anything happen on social media?
I was able to see some of the speeches that took place in Washington. And just the thought of, it really gets me when like some people are like, today's generation is like so negative and we're like, we're so good for nothing. But look what the students in that high school, what they did and brought to D.C. You know how many people came out to D.C.? 800,000 people came out to D.C. We know some friends of ours who went from New York to D.C. just to march. And that was all put together by young people, even from all over the world, even all over the U.S. So the fact that that all took place and was able to take a stance for something positive and for change, that's good.
The good thing about this is it kind of started a ripple effect. You know, like the students or whoever had orchestrated it originally to start in Washington, D.C., it happened all over the nation.
Yeah.
Like in capitals, like, of course, like I said, in downtown Atlanta, 30,000 people came out.
It took place in LA. It took place all
over. Everywhere. And I just want for this to be, you know, encouragement to a lot of young people out there listening to the show. I don't want for you to allow anyone older, younger, whoever it is, to minimize your voice.
Or even if you feel like something needs to be done, you can do anything. A march, a silent protest, anything you put your mind to and you want to stand up for it, stand up for it, because there will be people who will feel the same way you do, and they'll march or protest with you the exact same way you feel.
Because there's so many people out there, even older folks, that don't even have the courage to stand in front of thousands of people. Because did you see the 11-year-old that gave a speech?
Yes.
She was so eloquently written.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And I feel like she's wise beyond her years. And there's so many older folks that I feel like don't even have the courage to even stand up in front of a few people to tell them what's right from wrong.
Man, young people, I'm proud of my generation. Kudos to us. Pat us on the back.
You know it. Hashtag we will march.
Hashtag we will run.
Hashtag because we want people.
Hashtag to put down the gun.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag illogical divorce. Rapper Logic confirmed that he was divorcing his wife of 2 years, Jessica Andrea, on last Tuesday. In a statement he posted on Twitter saying that there was no fighting, no cheating, no nothing. But he told TMZ that the rapper told Andrea, his former wife, that he was happier being single, which left her shocked and devastated, and that they're all currently friends. Now, I saw the news of this whole thing go down on Twitter, and it was so interesting reading other people's comments and opinions, because some people said, well, I mean, people can change their mind in the middle. They realize that they made a mistake, they can walk out of it. And people were saying, well, no, you're married. You made that promise. You made that vow. You should stick to it. So, of course, Misa, with you being married and all those types of things, how do you feel about, you know, Logic divorcing his wife after 2 years because he says he was happier single?
I don't like just kidding statements. Like, I feel like something serious that should be taken seriously is marriage. I mean, that's kind of like you committing committing your life in front of God and all of your loved ones and a church that
to
you're
someone,
willing.
And also to the other person.
Right, right. Like, you're confessing and committing your love to them. You know what I'm saying? And you're honestly trying to stand there and mean what you're saying. Those are vows. Those are promises that you're not supposed to, you know, to break at all. I don't like moments in which, you know, celebrities want to be like, oh, I liked my life a whole lot better when it was single, or I didn't expect for it to be like this. I don't like just kidding statements. Because, I mean, by you standing up there, getting down on Whitney, the whole process, first of all, is not cheap to put on a whole wedding. Let me put that out there. But to put me in the position at the altar and for me to put my feelings on my sleeve and to confess to you what I'm going to do for you, what I'm going to bring to the table as a wife, I don't like that whole, I didn't expect for this to be like this, or I guess it kind of happened this way, or I was just kidding, or just playing. I feel like that's not fair.
I'm not going to lie. When I heard the rumors about it, they're one of my favorite couples, because I follow Jessica Andrea's YouTube channel and seeing them always together. Like, their love just seems so real. And the fact that they were young, I admired that also. And then hearing the rumors and now seeing that it was real that they were actually divorcing, and then hearing his statement saying that, I'm like, dude, and I love Logic, but I'm just thinking to myself, you should have known that before you said I do.
Right.
You know, because it's a switch in your life. You're no longer going to be just you. It's going to be you and someone else. You know what I'm saying? And also, I saw the statement that they put out saying that they're just friends now. And they're like, I love you, Bobby, because that's his real name. I love you, Bobby. You're my best friend. I love you too, Jess. You're my best friend. Like, how can you go from being married and, like, that's just being cool? And also, they had a prenup, so she didn't walk away with anything. He got the house, the car, all of that. And she's now living with, like, relatives. So now you're, like, you're friends and everything's cool. Like,
I feel like that's selfish, though.
I think it's so, I mean, I honestly do think so, too. I mean, I feel like you should know what you're getting yourself into before you get married.
But honestly, Mia, I feel like we're growing into an age in which proposing, getting engaged, weddings is becoming a trend.
Right, and it's like, it means nothing to anyone now. It's just like, you just get a divorce, oh well, I mean, like, okay, it's over. Marriage is not like just any other relationship. I mean, to me, it's not. Yeah. So that's why it kind of carries something when you want to be married to someone, because you're devoting your life to someone.
I just kind of feel like that's why when a lot of people say, oh, hashtag goals, when they see celebrities, you never know what's
you
really
going on.
You
never know. And that's the crazy thing that I was thinking of myself, is the fact that, like I said, I follow them, so I'm thinking, like, they were so happy and I loved their relationship, and then seeing them divorce, I was just like, wow, like, you just really never know with anyone's relationship.
If you're really considering
considering getting married, I strongly advise for you to get to know a couple that's honestly been through a marriage. That they're still married to this day.
So you know what you're getting yourself
into. They've been
into.
Through the hell. They've been through the high water. They've been through the I'm about to leave out, but still did not. They decided to still stick in there. Because, I mean, that's what real love is really about.
That's
it's
real.
Not about the glitz and the glamour and the cameras and the lights and smoke.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Hashtag, if you want a divorce.
Hashtag, that's all on you.
Hashtag, but know what you're doing.
Hashtag, before you say I do.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag, too many hashtags. Listen, you gotta tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Yes, we are talking love and relationship this show. Matter of fact, I feel like, isn't that convenient? The last hashtag was about love.
And now we're talking about love and relationships.
Right, exactly. I feel like that's perfect. The way that everything's set up, it was just fate. You know how we do this. But of course, we're going to have our male's perspective. Kimo Jones stop by a little bit later to hold it down for the fellas. As, of course, you know, your girls, Eminem, hold it down for the ladies.
And listen, it's all centered around this question right here. Would you ever tell a friend that their significant other is not good for them? Listen, let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. And give us your comments and responses. Give us your two cents because we want to know. But listen, huge shout out to our man, we love this guy right here. His name is Aaron Cole. Right on Time is his hit record. And I just saw recently that Capitol Records, the distribution that goes with Goatee, they just gave him his plaque for when he hit number one on Billboard.
I thought that was crazy. First of all, he's like all of, what, 18?
He is. Just turned 18.
Just turned 18, living out his life. Just got off on tour.
Just got off tour. Fresh off.
Getting a plaque. I mean, it's just the first of so many to come.
And as you know, this song is like an anthem to so many people. So we're going to play it for you right here or right now. Here is Right on Time by Aaron Cole. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy Aaron Cole and you're listening to my girls Misa and Mia on Eminem Live Radio. Ah.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fault. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fault. Don't worry, it'll be alright.
Got the shoulders for the burdens I'm bearing. Broke down and pulling over by the wayside. Was never made for this type of way, so I throw my hands up and my load gets lighter. I throw my hands up and then burn like fire. Float up to heaven like the smoke in the air. I flip my worries in the prayer, leaving right there.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fault. Don't worry, it'll be alright. You can see him through God's eyes. If you can only see him through God's eyes, yeah. I know you probably seen God's eyes. If you can see him through God's eyes, yeah. He's right on time, right on time.
Just lay it down, it's not your fault.
Right on time.
We cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Pump the speakers loud.
Welcome back to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was the young homie, Aaron Cole, with Right On Time.
And we got more music where that came from, so make sure you keep it locked right here on You Already Know It's Eminem Live Radio. But listen, if you happen to love any song you hear on Eminem Live Radio, listen, I'm going to let you know this. Go ahead and go on over to our Twitter, and that's at MM Live Radio. We live tweet during the show, and we post the name of the song as well as the artist to get you guys hooked on all this inspirational, positive music we're pushing through the airwaves. So again, if you love any song and you want to know what that song was, go on over to our Twitter, and that's at MM Live Radio.
But stay tuned, because we have a good conversation coming up a little bit later. But first things first, man, we have our Male's Perspective here in studio with us, man. You know, the ladies, we got you covered. Your girls, Eminem, got you all the way covered with conversations and our thoughts. But guys, we need somebody to represent you guys. So in studio right here, right now, we got our man, Kemo Jones. What's going on, Kemo?
What's up, fam? Fellas, I got you. Oh, I get the applause. All right. Yeah, I like this.
See, now we're making him feel a little comfortable.
Now we gassing him up. Now we got to cut it. Yeah. Now we can't do it anymore.
Please gas me.
What's been going on with you, Kemo, lately since the last time we talked to you? It's been about 2 months or so?
It's been about 2 months, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in this fitness thing, trying to get my body right.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
How's that been going?
It's been going.
Kemo, why are you saying like that? What's been going on? Let us know.
I will say, man, it's just this, I can do it. It's just the discipline stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's hard.
So I'll say, okay, I'm going to do it today. I'm like, okay, well, I had some donuts. I don't know. I'll do it tomorrow. And then it's like, I get kind of lazy and lethargic. Yeah. Then I got miso. He's like, come on, we got to make sure we got abs in. Stuff like that. So, you know, I'm working on it. Summertime's coming around.
Listen, fitness and, like, eating well and all of that is way better when you have it with an accountability partner.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you're doing it yourself, you have someone going along with it with you, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a lot better. So how's things? I know you're the youth pastor of Roswell Presbyterian Church in Roswell, Georgia. How's that been going down?
Man, it's going cool. I called my, I actually had to speak to the fourth and fifth graders. The fifth graders will be coming up to middle school, you know, over the summer.
Moving on up.
So I got a chance to talk to them and, you know, let them know that they're going to be my chicken nuggets. So I call my middle school. My middle school is chicken nuggets.
Call them all chicken nuggets.
You stole that from me, but we're going to take that on a whole nother day. You know I used to say chicken nuggets.
You know, by it being March motivation, first of all, I'm really excited that Kemo's on the show, because, I mean, it's a testament within itself, because we've been watching Kemo ever since he was at, you know, different youth ministries, and it was kind of more so on the struggling side, kind of making its way up. We're trying to grow the youth ministry.
But he was so passionate and so dedicated and consistent with it.
Yeah.
And so, then seeing where you are now, you have a great youth ministry. The kids love you there. The staff loves you there. And we're so proud of you here.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. Same with y'all. Y'all working on y'all 5 years now, right?
About to be 5 years in September, baby.
All right, man. Well, let's get it.
Man, that's March motivation within itself.
I know. That's March motivation with itself.
We got to get into this conversation, Mia.
Let's go ahead and get into it, man. It's all love and relationships this week. And it's all centered around this question right here. Would you ever tell your friend that their significant other is not good for them?
Mm.
We asked that, and listen, y'all gave your most honest opinions on social media. Thank you guys so much for commenting. Listen, if you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But right here, right now, we're going to read some of our favorite comments that we got on Instagram.
Here we go. At KingDub24, he says, definitely. At Dre.W, this person says, a real friend should, and I personally would. at Priceless Noble. He says, yes, I will. Better to be a real friend and let them know than be a bad friend and keep my mouth shut.
And again, guys, it's a love and relationships conversation this week, and it's all centered around this question right here. Would you ever tell your friend that their significant other is not good for them?
One more on IG at Jada Victoria. Thanks so much for commenting. She says, yes, I think a friend's opinion is always worth hearing, but I would never judge them or tell them what to do out of respect for that person.
Thank you guys so much for commenting. And we got some more comments from Facebook where that came from when we come back after this next song. But listen, if you still want to go ahead and comment, you can go ahead and do so, right, Misa?
You already know it. Hit us up on all social media sites, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, MM Live Radio, man. Keep it where you got it because we have so much more, like Mia said. And of course, you know your girls got to give our opinions as well as our males' perspective. So, I mean, if you guys want to give your last two comments in there, go ahead and do so. It's never, ever, ever too late. But one thing that's never too late is we're keeping the motivation going on its heels, man. And right here, right now, we have our woman inspiration brought to you by my girl, Mia.
Okay, remember a couple of inspirations ago, I talked about how to achieve your goals, and I said that it's important for you to make a plan on how you're going to accomplish your goals and to do something every day to bring you closer to achieving it. Now, but in the video, I also said, I feel like everyone has goals that they want to reach. But now I'm thinking to myself, I realize that there are actually people in the world that have no goals and have no motivation to set any of them. So if you're someone who doesn't have any goals right now in your life, I need you to listen to what I'm about to say. Are you listening? Okay, here it is. You need to set goals in your life. You cannot just live life day to day without them. Goals give you purpose. It gives you obligations. It gives you responsibility. And if you're living every day without those things, you're wasting your life. So with that, I say set goals and strive for your personal best with them. If you're in school, make goals to be on the honor roll or to be more involved. You are never too young or too old to have goals. So therefore, I say again, make them.
There you have it.
Okay.
Have it, you guys. You're 1 minute inspiration brought to you during this March motivation segment we got going all month long, you guys. And like we always say, we're trying to bring our women inspiration from behind the mic and in front of your face, man. We're trying to put them all on social media, Instagram and Twitter, as well as Facebook, posting our women inspirations every single week to keep that inspiration as well as motivation continuously going into your system on a week-to-week basis.
And honestly, huge shout out to you guys. We've been seeing all the love, the reposting, the sharing you've been doing of our 1 minute inspiration, and we really appreciate it. We're so glad that you guys like them enough to share them with your followers and your friends. So keep that going. We're going to bring the inspiration to coming to you every single week. But listen, we're going to get back to some more music. But right now, here is Into the Night by Social Club Misfits. Man, make sure you go on to their new tour out right now. Into the Night tour is going all over the states. You got to be sure to catch them whenever they come in your city. So again, here's Into the Night by Social Club Misfits. Listen, keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio.
Get up when I write it down, write it down. Oh, I was late, but I'm bout it now, bout it now. You need that heat. Give me 3 minutes. They doubted me, but look, we did it. Now watch me take this to the max.
No practice, that's KD on the winning team. Got my wrist game on all axes, that's big dream since the dream team. Now I'm on one like March Madness. Flow hot, make the climate change. Melting polar caps, causing raging weathers. I'm young enough to like slip and slide in my backyard, but I never slow. Wordsmith since day one. Write a verse like a screenplay. Michael Bay spitting A1 for the Sonic Youth like I'm Green Day. In the field like Green Bay. Catching plays, it's a field day. My grind game, my mind state. Well seasoned, that's Gary V. Rap game, got it locked down, but I never asked it to marry me. And I'm cooking verses so legendary. That's garlic, parmesan, lemon pepper. That's wing stop, call it chicken dinner. This that well done, and you can tell a difference.
Okay. Okay. I know. Oh, I was late, but I'm bout it now. You need that heat. Give me 3 minutes. They doubted me, but look, we did it. Now watch me take this to the max.
Smarty, baby. I don't care who your boss is. I run
run through the offense, run through the offense. I don't got an off switch, I'm an awesomeness. Every beat like a contra cartridge. Awkward, put a little bit of pulling up to a hitter like.
Seriously, it's like the fourth song I've interrupted. If you don't like our music, you're dead inside.
Start a fight like celebrity deathmatch and battle any rapper who got negative feedback. Batman, you're wrong with a ski mask. I'm good in the hood, that's a G-pass. I don't look back, I don't recap. You say you're the best, I don't see that. I lost some friends that I need back. I pray so hard, I need knee pads. I'm Larry David to the haters. On the way to be a favorite. On the way to see the Lakers. Never got robbed by the majors. Used to get robbed by the neighbors. I really want to make this clear. Every year is our year. Swear it's not even fair.
But I'll write it down. Oh, I was late, but I'm about it now. You need that heat. Give me 3 minutes. They doubted me, but look, we did it. Now watch me take this to the max.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in, man. That was Social Club Misfits with Into the Night.
Let's go ahead and get into this conversation this week, man. Listen, it's all centered around love and relationships this week, and it's all about this question right here. Would you ever tell your friend that their significant other is not good for them? Listen, we already went through our Instagram comments. Huge shout out to all of our Instagram followers for giving your comments and responses. Now we're going to head on over to our Facebook and read some of our favorite Facebook comments that we got.
Here we go. Brittany Scott says, no, rule number one, don't tell a girl about her mans.
Hold your mans down.
Hold your mans down, man. Cornell Wiley says, only if I see abuse. Okay. Amber Haynes, she says, I've always been that friend to let them know up front. I would feel bad if I kept my mouth shut and that person ended up being really toxic.
And listen, guys, it's a love and relationships conversation this week, and it's all centered around this question. Would you ever tell your friend that their significant other is not good for them?
Rhonda Ollie Irby says, nope. And Aaron Dorsey says, it's slick ain't my place. People got to learn for themselves.
Ooh, we got a lot of different mixed responses on that one. Listen, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. Now, if you still want to go ahead and comment, you guys already know it is never too late. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MMLive. Live Radio and Facebook too at Eminem Live Radio, and let us know what you're thinking. But of course, you guys know you gotta get our opinions here in studio. Of course, you know you got Kimo holding it down for the guys. You got Misa and Mia holding it down for the girls. So Kimo, you're our guest, so we'll let you go first. What do you think? Would you ever tell a friend that their significant other is not good for them?
You know, the funny thing is that I've actually been in that situation before, actually twice. I've had friends who I knew in my heart of hearts that the person that they were with is just like somebody they were just with. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't really good for them. You know, but I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Because, I mean, I think part of me kind of didn't think that it was my place because at that particular time, they looked like they were happy.
Yeah.
And I also think that it depends on your friend. Like, if you have a type of friend that's like, I don't need your advice and is like really wanting to do things on their own, then it'll be hard for you to tell them what's going on. However, I think it's important with any kind of relationship, whether it be like a, you know, if you're intimate or like just a friendship, that you have that conversation. Like, hey, so if I was seeing somebody and you didn't like them, would you let me know?
So you would ask that to your friend?
Like before they actually
They get into that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of already know what's going on.
Right.
So you can kind of go ahead and get that out the way.
Exactly.
So they won't be like hit blindsided when they're in like this quote-unquote toxic relationship.
Right. Because we already had this conversation that I would tell you in case you got a boyfriend that was toxic for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Misa, what would you do? Would you ever tell your friend that their significant other was just like all wrong for them?
I've been in this situation too many times, and I would, because I've told my friends when I felt like maybe that person isn't the right one. And the thing is I like my way of executing this exactly because I'm a silly person, okay? I like to be silly. All of my girlfriends are silly. Okay, we're crazy. And with me, we kind of like Joan on each other a lot. So there was this one friend that I had, and her guy was young. He was like 3-4 years younger than her, and we're in high school at this point, so we're already young to start off with. So we were just talking. I said, you know, how's babysitting your mans?
Oh no, you said, you how's know? Babysitting your man? Oh, that's holding your mans down for real.
That's holding your mans down and rocking him to sleep and putting him in the cradle. And
oh my god,
was he in eighth grade?
He was young, and we're in high school. So, man, I'm trying to figure out what's really going on. Yeah.
That is crazy.
So it's been, like, different situations like that, and I think they can pick up on my energy and saying, okay, obviously Misa's saying that this guy is too young for me. Yes, he's too young for you. We're already in, like, 10th grade. He's a freaking kindergarten graduate.
I think that's so interesting that you say that, because, I mean, okay, I'm the same way. I would tell my friends if I feel like they're significant. I mean, okay, here's my way about going about it. You're, like, the whole Joaning type. And if it was up to me, I'm kind of, like, going to ask you, like, questions about it. So how do you feel about his age? How do you feel about his breath every time he talks to you?
Ooh, yeah.
You know, how do you feel about his height? You know, the fact that he's, like, 3 feet shorter than you. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask you questions so, like, you can feel where I'm coming from.
True.
But, like, I give you a chance to see how you genuinely feel about it without, like, you know, really, like, I mean, I'm directly being indirect.
True.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So therefore, like, no, there aren't any real hard feelings, but I get you a chance to, like, explain yourself at the same time.
But I think you also have to, that also depends on the type of friend.
Yeah, I think it does too, because I mean, I wouldn't do that with all of my friends, you know what I mean? But only, like, my best core friends, was like, I have your best interests at heart, then that's when I'm gonna interrogate you.
Yeah.
And I heard one of your followers say that they think that sometimes people need to learn for themselves, and I kind of agree with that, because not every friend is going to receive, you know, what you say the way that you say it. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like with some people, you kind of can't go in, like, right away and, like, you know, ask them, like, direct questions and, like, hit them hard. Sometimes you have to be, like, really subtle. You got to ease your way on in. But I feel like, I feel like there are certain things that, like, us as watching as friends, seeing our friends go through relationships, there's just, like, something that we will not tolerate, that we're, like, we're going to tell you about it regardless. Like, is there any, like, red flag things where it's kind of like, I have to ask you about that? For me, mine is age. Like, if I say, like, there's a huge age difference, I'm gonna be like, listen, you're babysitting or he's babysitting you. You know what I'm saying? So right. I have to say something about it. Just be like, you know, just to protect you. Like,
true.
Is there anything for y'all?
Yeah, for me, I think it would be disrespect. Okay, now if it's different if girls kind of, like, do it. You know, if you're my best friend, like we said before, we kind of know how each other's energy is. We know how we interact with each other. But if he's kind of, like, coming out being disrespectful, and I can obviously see that my friend is not reciprocating that positive vibe to the point where, oh, I just kind of know he's joking. Obviously, it's something that he's picking on that you're insecure about. I feel like then I would be like, you hold your mans down before I hold him down for you.
Do you want any red flags for you that you would have to tell your friend,
what?
Like, regardless?
Yeah, because now that I think about it, there's two. Because one is, I think if they're in an abusive relationship where she's abusing him, because I've had friends that have had that happen before.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would definitely let them know, like, hey, like, you know, I wouldn't want anyone to treat you how your mother wouldn't treat you, besides, like, discipline and spankings, you know what I'm saying? But if you're in a relationship with somebody, that shouldn't be happening. And then if she's a thought pocket. You know, so if somebody is...
Oh, my gosh. She said, is she a thought pocket?
You know what I'm saying? Because my thing
that is... That is hilarious.
You don't want to be... I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with somebody that everyone else has kind of been with.
But that's true, and that's real.
Yeah. You know?
So, I mean, like, you would... I mean, honestly, like, that's another one, too. So, it's kind of like, you just... I'm just trying to make sure you good. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so, I mean,
yeah.
That's, like, a specific thing that I think that's another real good one.
Because I wouldn't want my friend to be just another notch on the other person's belt, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Listen, y'all, we're talking about this here on Eminem Live Radio. Would you ever tell a friend that their significant other is not good for them? Now, I want to ask this. Is it different for guys than what it is for girls when it comes to, like, saying, like, is it easier for guys to tell their friends that they're wrong for, you know, for their significant other? Is it easier for girls? Like, how do y'all feel about that? Because, I mean, I think it's thinking about, I'm not sure. What do you think, Kimo?
I think if I have a girlfriend who's dating a guy and I know that guy's not good for her, then I think it may make me come off as though I'm jealous.
Okay, now, that's a great point. Because, I mean, what if it is someone, okay, here's a, and now I want to propose this question. Would you ever tell someone, like, if you're a best friend of the opposite sex, so you have a friend that's a best friend is a guy,
right?
Kimo, your best friend is a girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Would you tell them that there's wrong? Because, I mean, personally, to me, I would not. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Because it's like, I don't want you to think that I'm hitting on you.
Right.
You know, that I'm kind of like, get her out the way so I can, you know what I'm saying? I would never want for you to feel like, I wouldn't want for her to think that I'm kind of like coming on to you or trying to do anything like, you know, spiteful in that case.
Okay, so I have a friend of the opposite sex. We've been going to elementary school like ever since we were like in second grade. So I've been knowing this guy for a really, really long time. However, the relationship that we both have with each other, he's never tried to pull anything on me. I've never tried to talk to him. He's never looked to me as in, you know, oh, I'm trying to get with Misa or and vice versa. So we've always had the type of friendship that was strictly just a friendship, which is crazy. But I mean, yeah. Like, we've always just had that strictly friendship. And he's always been like, you know, because I mean, he's in college getting his master's now. But he was just like, you know, there's this girl that I met, you know, she's real, real cool. And with him, I kind of know that he likes the type of crazy chicks. There are certain guys that actually like
they
crazy.
Do. That's so weird
it's
to
insane.
Me.
It's insane. It's absolutely crazy. Chemo what? Anyway. All right.
You like, we're going to stop smiling over there, boy.
Dante, turn his mic off. Turn his mic off.
Okay, so he likes crazy girls.
He likes crazy girls. But I mean, that's his preference, you know. But there's been certain girls that I've kind of been like, okay, that's kind of like a regular type of crazy. I don't know. It's kind of weird, our type of friendship. But I mean, there was this one girl that he was telling me a little bit about her. And I was like, I feel like she's kind of getting you a little distracted. Maybe you shouldn't mess with her no more. Maybe you shouldn't like holler at her no more. Don't talk to her. Don't hang around her until you kind of like stay focused on getting your degree. That's the main reason as to why you in college anyway. You know, so I kind of felt like me as a friend, I wouldn't be the sister or the type of friend that I am to him if I just kind of kept it to myself.
Okay, but think about it. It's different for you because like you're like, did this happen when like before or after you got married?
This was before I got married.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just had that type of a relationship. And even still, he was like, I want to get to know Chemo. Chemo sounds like he's a real cool guy. But, you know, even still, when he met him, he was like, I knew that his intentions were good, that Chemo was a real cool guy. Because when they actually met, he was like, yeah, he's a real nice person. But I kind of feel like the kind of girl that he had at the moment, I was kind of thinking, I think he may be veering off to a distractive end.
Now, with the whole situation of, like, should you tell them? Should they learn for themselves? Like, because I have always heard experience is the best teacher.
True.
So, should you ever, like, in the case, should you just let, like, stay quiet and not say anything? Like, when people say it's not their place, I've heard that in the comments with our friends, before with our social media followers saying, like, should we just let them just go ahead and deal it out? Or should we just, like, go ahead and, like, give you the caution sign and just let you know how we feeling?
I feel like it's okay to give that caution sign, but you have to know, like, your place as a friend. I feel like it's important to, like, not cross that boundary where you're, like, trying to mingle in their relationship and try to stop this person from being with that other person.
Yeah.
But in the words of, you know, my grandfather-in-law, you know, you gotta stay out of grown folks' business to a certain degree if they're grown. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, you know, it may be a situation as to where, you know, they're fighting, arguing, cussing each other out, and you're trying to get yourself involved, and then, you know, you get beat up, and then 3 weeks later,
oh, Lord.
They still together.
Yeah, they're still cool.
We got thought pockets, people getting beat up. He Chemo quoting his grandfather. Oh, my goodness. What is going on? But listen, no, but honestly, I see what you're saying. I feel like you should. I feel like maybe it depends on the situation. Maybe you can just say to your friend your concerns. Yeah. Like, maybe, like, just make sure you're coming out of a place of love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like you can't get mad. I mean, everyone, that's your best friend. You know what I'm saying? You would never want your steer your best friend wrong or see them go down the wrong path. So I feel like if you come out of it with love, they can see where you're coming from, step back, and then I got just kind of like let things go wherever they go.
I just feel like at the end of the day, you have to see where your friend's intentions are.
Yeah.
If they're pure, then it's all good. Now, if they're not pure and they do not have clean intentions, that they're trying to get with your significant other, then you may need to find new friends.
You do need to find new friends. Listen, I think this whole thing, you kind of need to just proceed with caution.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing that we're all trying to say. But listen, y'all, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's all the comments. We throw them in the conversation. Like, we just love them so much. And if you still want to go ahead and comment, hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, Facebook too at MM Live Radio, and let us know, would you ever tell your friend that their significant other was not good for them?
There you have it, man. We got some more music where that came from. We're actually going to close out the show on this one, man. It's so dope. I love this song.
Love this song too. It's new music from Jordan Armstrong. Just dropped it fresh off the press. Here is Tomorrow by Jordan Armstrong. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Are Already know.
It's MM Live Radio.
So you better get right. You better get right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hollywood in the hills. You inked up signing all the deals. And life's so crazy like your morning. And I know you probably wake up like Beyonce.
Mars now promise to you. No, 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 the Mars now promise to you.
New music from Jordan Armstrong. The name of the song is Tomorrow, and you can find it on all digital music outlets. What do y'all think about that one?
Boy, that was something hot.
That was dope.
Listen,
I
told y'all, Jordan, anything he drops is hot, man. He is the hit maker. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
You know it. Be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at M&M Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at M&M Live Radio.
And we really hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. Don't forget that you can still give us your opinions on this week's question.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us, would you ever tell a friend that their significant other is not good for them?
Big shout out to our guy, Kimo Jones, for being our male's perspective and weighing in on this week's love and relationships conversation. Now, Kimo, give everybody tuning in right now your social media so they can keep up with you.
Hey, of course, you can find me at the Kimo Jones on everything. So it's T-H-E-K-E-M-O-J-O-N-E-S.
There you go. Spell it out for him. And it's the last week of March Motivation, y'all, of 2018. So give your listeners, or give our listeners, some encouraging words before we sign off.
Yeah, I'm just going to add a little bit of Jesus juice to the mix. You know what I'm saying? So for the past few years, I've been trying to live my life by these words. If our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And so that doesn't mean that, you know, your life won't have twists and turns and difficulties, but it does mean that when those things do happen in life, that the creator of the universe is always by your side.
That's from the youth pastor himself, y'all. Jones bringing the word.
Tambourine.
Right, I know. Pass the offering plate, man. Listen, thank you so much, Kimo, for joining us on this week's show. But listen, guys, make sure you tune into M&M Live Radio next week, because we'll be having a very special guest rocking with us. He keeps you laughing on social media with his videos, and he's taking the internet by storm with his comedy. Comedian and internet personality Matthew Hudson will be on M&M Live Radio next week, so make sure you keep it locked right here.
Well, that boy is crazy. I cannot wait
to have him on the show.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place, but of course, we got to get the credit where it's due.
You know it, M&M Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by Kevin Buchanan and the big boss himself, Dante.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And M&M Live Radio is an M&M Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because that's not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Man, April's not here yet, but already claim that is your month, man.
Already claim that this is your year.
Good things are happening to you all 2018. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Woo! You already know, it's M&M Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah.